RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Monday morning, Victory Monday, MP on the mic, 910, the Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard, everybody, with you until noon. AWOD takes over. He's live at Capitol Ale House. Go down there, celebrate a VCU tournament appearance with him. Long weekend of basketball, long weekend of fun, as you can hear, still recovering from that. But we're not going to miss today's show. This is one of the best shows of the year. We've got ourselves a bracket. We've got ourselves tip times for Thursday and Friday, the best days of basketball each year, national holidays, if you ask me. And we've got ourselves a VCU A-10 title. And I don't want to gloss over that this morning either. I want to make sure we give these guys the time and the love and the attention that this deserves, because, you know, this is a storied program, and this is a team that obviously is going to get picked in a lot of brackets to beat BYU on Thursday afternoon, 4 o'clock tip time. We'll pass that along. We'll be reminding you all week long. This is the home of the Rams. Special extended pregame coming Thursday. I'll get things started. We'll hand it off to AWOD. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have a ton of fun. We're going to take this show on the road. We're going to get to Denver. We're going to be a mile high. I don't know what you do when you're a mile high, but we're going to find out. We're going to do it. I'm excited about all that. But I don't want to overlook, and I don't want to make the mistake of overlooking how important it is to win an A-10 title. Because this team, VCU's been in the conference for 12 years now. This is their third A-10 title. And I know it feels that they've been dominant, feels like they've been a contender every year. They've been in the finals 9 times now. But they're only 3-6 in those title games, and yesterday's was no exception. A fantastic game. It came down to the wire against George Mason. That's as good a basketball game as you could hope to see in those circumstances. Physical game. We'll get to all of it, but there were a lot of moments early on. They're letting them play, or, ooh, I can't believe that happened. At one point, a George Mason player kicked Joe Bamisil in the crotch. Joe got the foul on that play. Don't understand that. Phillip Russell just blindsides a dude. I thought he could have got tossed, but then again, he didn't get tossed on Saturday. The guy who did it to him didn't get tossed on Saturday. Well, there was a lot going on. Great basketball game. Lots to recap. A whole weekend of great basketball. Lots of contributions from across the board, which we love to see. I mean, you got the local kid, Brandon Jennings, making plays. You've got Christian Furman picked a good time to have a good time in that Loyola game down the stretch. And some charged games, too. Some big-time environments as well. Having the tourney in D.C., second best when they ever finally build Green City in Henrico, that will be the true sole home of the A-10 tournament, I've got to believe, after they do a couple of them there and see how awesome it's going to be there. But I loved D.C. as an environment. It was a great crowd yesterday, but they didn't open the upper deck and they didn't fill the second level. And it was a little disappointing because it was a little bit like, this is the best the A-10 will ever be able to offer. This is the best the A-10's ever going to be able to put on a classic rivalry, a rivalry that goes way back. Two schools that have made Final Fours, both schools within very easy driving distance. They kept the upper deck closed, and the concession stands weren't all open. Which at some point, I get the prestige of doing it at a big arena. I get the importance to the image of the A-10. At some point, you got to take a hard look in the mirror and say, all right, we're the A-10. We got one bid this year. We need to just do this at home sites. VCU is the one seed they're hosting, and we know we're going to get a bananas environment. You look at some of these home games, the teams, Maine and American University, and it looks fun to have that home court advantage. At some point, I think you've got to consider doing that. I think you've got to ask yourself, is the A-10 actually big enough to do the road show? But they got the right matchup. They got a great crowd. I'm going to guess about 10,000. A lot of people in there screaming and yelling. Got the 50-50 split. There were more VCU fans than there were Mason fans in there. The VCU fans were absolutely fantastic. Some great interviews after the game. You're going to hear from a number of players during today's program. Christian Furman, Joe Bamisil, Brandon Jennings, Max Shulga, and Zeb Jackson checked in with all of them on the court after the game. And then the MVP himself, the reason this that we're here talking about this, Jack Clark, who showed up and hit some threes in big time places, he will be on AWOD's show. That is today at noon to 3, AWOD's live from Capitol Ale House. He will play his interview with Jack Clark, which he was so good this weekend. That's why you bring him here. That's why you bring in guys with experience. This is an experienced team. You can tell they're having a ton of fun together. You can tell they don't want this ride to end. And it continues back out west, where a lot of these guys have some roots. Ryan Odom, Max Shulga, neither of them from Denver, but played in that Mountain West for a long time. They know what they're going to be up against out there. So should be a fun trip. They went out there, of course, to Vegas earlier this year. Not Vegas, Henderson, Nevada, to play Colorado State, another tourney team. Colorado State snuck in. So there's a little familiarity there. The committee loves sending VCU to far-flung places. That is a tradition, VCU tradition. We'll dive into all that later. But we'll make sure these guys get their love. We'll play some interviews. We'll break it all down. Mason coach Tony Skin also, he stood on the table afterward that Mason should have been considered for the tournament. And I can't see it, to be honest with you. But I was really stunned to learn after the game that VCU would have been excluded from the tournament if they had lost on Sunday. I don't owe John Rothstein a full apology because it's still crazy and it's bananas. And I think in a lot of ways people saying that normalizes it, which may have been what happened. But the fact that the committee would have looked at North Carolina, looked at VCU and said, yeah, those are, UNC, because they have the one quad one win. UNC has a fine resume. I'm not going to dunk on UNC. I think generally it's hard to get worked up over the 65th best team or the 69th best team now that we're at 68. I think what gets me here is VCU is being punished for a thing outside of its control. VCU is being punished for not having quality competition, not playing tournament teams. They tried. They schedule all comers. They call every year. They ask to play teams every year. And it's hard. It's hard to book. It's hard to get teams here to VCU like that, or even to get the neutral site games like they got against Boston College earlier this year. A nice win. Didn't matter in the end because Boston College wasn't any good. Not VCU's fault. They found an ACC team. They booked them. They played them. Not their fault that the conference was downhill. By the way, Louisville on the 8-9 line, that is some disrespect to the 8-10 runner-up right there. It's rough. It's rough out there for the ACC. Four schools, that's the fifth best conference. ACC fading hard this year in the bracket. We'll do the whole bracket. We'll do the picks. We'll do the guide to watching. We're going to have a ton of fun this week. One of my favorite weeks of the year. Lots going on, of course. Nationwide, as schools get ready for their moment, as we get ready to call the upsets, call the brackets, all the matchups are just chock full of meaning. Everybody's like, they do that for TV, and there's always that conspiracy theory. Like, I didn't even know Will Wade went to Clemson. You got McNeese against Clemson, right? I can't imagine the committee said, we'll make Will Wade play against his alma mater. I'm sure there aren't even many ties between when Will Wade went there and now. You always get the great stories out of March, and we'll get you ready for BYU, who had a really good season in the Big 12. This is not a cakewalk of an opponent here. This is going to be a tough basketball game. I'll give you my early thoughts here, which is I feel like VCU is either going to win two games in Denver or zero games in Denver. I like getting Wisconsin as the three, sending them to altitude after playing a grueling Big Ten tournament, multiple games in multiple days, and now the short week going out west. I think they could potentially match up well there. I think they could win that game 95-90. I fear that BYU, which has played strong defense this year, is going to test these guys. That's a team that I was prepared to pick to go a long ways, potentially. And then I see them on the same line as VCU. I was also prepared to pick VCU into the Sweet 16. So you got two teams. I like them both. I think they're both capable of runs. I like either of them against Wisconsin. I just don't know if I like them against each other. And that's the tournament. That's the draw. You get the teams. You get the teams that you get in the end. And then you let the chips fall where they may, and it's going to be fun. So we get today's show rolling, Monday edition of MP on the Mic. Back with some post-game interviews. Get to hear from some of the VCU players. We'll get you all set. The tournament is set. The bracket is set. You'll be hearing it right here Thursday. All day pregame starting at 10 o'clock. That'll be 8 a.m. in Denver when we go live from out there, all the way to tip off at 4 o'clock. An expanded post-game, of course, on your home for the Rams in Richmond. 910 The Fan.
910 The Fan. 1051 FM. Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, taking you up to noon. AWOD Radio at Capitol Ale House, ready to celebrate with you. VCU go and dance, and they'll play BYU on Thursday, 4 o'clock in Denver. It's a tough draw. It's funny how so everybody has their list. Like, here's the sleepers to watch for. Here are the teams who are going to make some noise in March. And the dirty secret is a lot of that gets assembled ahead of time, right? Because Everyone's to fill out the bracket right when the bracket comes out, and people are looking for advice in that moment, but you can't have coherent matchup breakdown advice 10 seconds after the bracket comes out. So a lot of times people, put out their list. Oh, here are the sleepers, here are the teams to watch for, and that's based on who they know will be in. And that's correct, that a lot of people are correctly saying this is a VCU team that can go on a run, and it absolutely is. This is a tough draw, though. I think when you account for the draw, this is more of a 50-50 kind of matchup here against BYU. BYU can play offense. I think we've got the potential for a really fun game here, running up and down the court. VCU's hitting threes. If BYU's hitting shots, I think we're going to have one of the most fun games of the tournament, but it's not an easy draw by any stretch. Michigan, another team in that spot, right? Michigan is the five seed. They're very well structured. They're a good basketball team. They're playing UC San Diego. UC San Diego, good basketball team in their own right, coming out of the Big West that produced a couple tough teams this year. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's the matchup. It's the time. It's the place. Going out to Denver sure feels like they make VCU go west every single year. This year is going to be no exception on that one. VCU is going out to Denver, short week. They'll fly out tomorrow, open practice day Wednesday, and then the game on Thursday. So things will accelerate very quickly from here by the time we get to the Mile High City and by the time we're ready for tip-off. All that said, it's 60 minutes. Depth is important for VCU, for BYU. Depth becomes less important in the tournament. You get the long breaks, the long half times. You can better withstand that. I don't know yet which team that benefits, but it's certainly something to consider. And we saw the effects of that yesterday. VCU, A-10 title winners, by the way. I haven't said that in this segment yet, but that needs to be said. Only the third A-10 title for VCU. Now 3 of 9 in A-10 title games. And that's an achievement. That's three tough games and three tough days. I mean, that was, you know, those were tough basketball games. They were charged. The crowds were into it. They were physical. You know, we had incidents in all of them, incidents towards Phil Russell, incidents involving Phil Russell. We got flagrants, non-flagrants, common fouls. We had it all. I had a little wrestling match involving Jack Clark yesterday. It's a fun basketball game. Whatever happens from here, I don't want to overlook. That was a fun basketball game. It was two good teams that wanted it bad, that were not afraid to muck it up. I think that's probably the ultimate tribute to Ryan Odom here, is he can play so many different styles of basketball. He mucked it up with George Mason yesterday. I do think he's going to run and shoot against BYU on Thursday. When you have a lot of different skill sets, a lot of different players, you do that.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joe Bamisil mentioned that in his chat with me. Let's play that now. This is Joe Bamisil after the game chatting with me after you heard it right here on 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
You're at the top of the mountaintop here. How's it feel?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. So thankful to God for this opportunity. Just thankful that God's allowing this. And that's it. I just got a lot of gratitude, a lot of thanksgiving.
I don't want to dwell on it, but I saw you get kicked in the nuts early in the first half there. No, nobody else. But it was a physical game.
Yeah.
You guys knew that was going to be the case. How'd you gear yourself up for that?
At a game like this, you're not going to win easy. Like, the team who really wants to win is going to find a way to win. And I'm not going to say that they didn't want to win, but, you know, we found a way to win. We wanted it just as bad as they wanted it, and obviously we won. So I would argue maybe more.
This weekend, Firm had his moment yesterday. Brandon Jennings had a moment. What's there to say about this team and the depth that it's not just one guy? When you need somebody, somebody rises to that occasion.
That's the beauty of our team. Like you said, it's not one guy. Like, you have to go into every game really conscious of trying to stop everybody. And that's a hard thing to pull off. Coach Odom and the staff did a really good job of putting a really good team together, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
One more for Joe. Just about everything you've been through, does that make it just all the more rewarding to be here on the other side?
It does. It does. I think journey's not always easy, but I'm grateful for the person God has allowed me to become, thankful for the friends and people I can spend time with that I've gotten. I'm thankful for the life I get to live now, and sometimes you don't get what you want early, and it's worth it in the end.
That's Joe Bamisil, VCU, referring to four colleges in 5 years. And now, after knocking on that door, he is going dancing with VCU. Max Schulga going dancing, as he did Utah State with Ryan Odom. Zeb Jackson, another guy you just feel really good for. It's the seniors, it's the guys who came back. Let's play a little Zeb for you as well, because I love these interviews. This is before the bracket. This is before everybody turned the page. This is in that little window yesterday where you could just enjoy a hard-fought basketball game and a conference title. Zeb Jackson now on The Fan.
It sounds amazing, and I was able to do it with a lot of the same faces around as well. Some faces that obviously played in this plenty of times and came back as coaches, so it means a lot.
And then go into the big dance, Selection Sunday and Selection Show in just a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. What's running through your mind there?
We see where we land. I'm not good with keeping up with stuff like that, but it feels good to know now. I know before this, like I said, I don't know that much, but as far as being on the bubble and stuff like that, it wasn't 100%, so it feels good to not have to, like, worry about whether we're going to get selected or not.
Wait, when you made the decision to come back, not that winning or losing validates it, but how nice is it to look back and know you got to be a part of this?
It feels great. This is what not just me, but the rest of us that came back, and even people coming, this is what we came here for. So it just feels great that all the work paid off.
You started your college career at Michigan. What about this place has made it home for you, and what is most important to you about this program, and what do you love most about it?
I thank God for continuing to place me around, like, the people necessary for me and this season of my life. And like I said before, I got the Rams tatted on my knee because, like, this is the perfect place for this season of my life, and I'm extremely grateful. And from my teammates, past and present here, to the coaches that I've had here, to the fans and the community, everything is just perfect for where I'm at right now in life.
That's Zeb Jackson, VCU basketball. So fun to chat with the players after the win, and, you know, they – This was a hard-earned A-10 title. You could hear that, and they really credited the togetherness of the team, the unity of the team. You heard so many guys mention that throughout the course of the interviews and the net cutting, that they feel they've really grown close with each other, and it's become the kind of program where, you know, guys have built friendships that they're going to be back at the BDC practicing in the off season for years to come, which is cool and only helps build this program even higher and even further. That was Zeb Jackson. Jack Clark was the MVP of the Atlantic 10 basketball tournament. He sat down with AWOD for a great interview that you will hear in the 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. window today. That's when AWOD Radio airs live from Capitol Ale House. We will check in with our guy, do a little crosstalk, get things going. It's a Victory Monday, and we're just 3 days away from VCU basketball on the Fan. Brackets out, Rams are in. All the good things are happening in the world right now. Here to celebrate them with you on VCU's home, Richmond's home for VCU basketball. You're listening tonight to the Fan.
You just go up and down this bracket. There's so many good first round matchups. And there's also, I've said this, this is a really good NCAA tournament. Welcome back, everybody. Monday edition, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for the VCU Rams. They play Thursday. They're one of those great matchups against VCU. They'll be playing BYU. This is going to be one of the better matchups nationally, and it'll draw a lot of attention. So many good ones. I love Yale against Texas A&M. Last year, I was all in on Yale. I told you I was going to pick them to make a run. Then they draw UConn, of course. Well, that's the end of that. Now they got Texas A&M. They got Buzz Williams. I like Buzz Williams. He knows what he's doing. He's a four seed. He's got A&M cooking. He's one of those 7 bazillion SEC teams that made the tournament. That's a good matchup. That's going to be a fun first round game. Seattle has a great site, Grand Canyon against Maryland. Don't sleep on Grand Canyon. They're playing some good ball out there. Right before that, you got Colorado State, Memphis out there. Colorado State coming back to win that Mountain West tournament. Steal the bid as they did. Put themselves in the tournament against a Memphis team that's looking for some postseason success, looking to validate the investments they've put into their program in recent years. As you fill out this bracket, it's going to be a ton of fun. Now, I do think the fun is going to be in those 12-5, 13-4, 11-6 games. I think that the closer you get to the ones and the twos, the safer everybody is in that first weekend. It's not to say everybody will be safe, period. You got potentially Florida UConn, is the 1-8 game, which would be on Sunday. That'd be a good game, obviously. Not that everybody's safe forever, but I really do like the ones and the two seeds, the teams at the top of the bracket. The one to 68 list that they put out every year. It's got some good teams at the top. And that was also where we got our window into that VCU would not have been included if the Rams had not won the A-10 title game yesterday in D.C., I don't want to waste a lot of time being hypothetically mad about anything that didn't happen yesterday. But I do think it's just important to note that's everything this VCU team did, and still they were not going to get the respect of making the tournament unless they had found a way to win yesterday, which they did in an exciting basketball game. But that, when you have Ryan Odom speculation, which you're going to have for the next week, whether you like it or not, that's part of the deal. That's part of what drives it, is these coaches feeling like they can't get where they want to go. If you don't play in March, you're not relevant. That's why it was so important for these guys to make the tournament, to get back to that tournament, to show VCU as a national power can be on that national stage. So many more people watch the tourney games than every other regular season game. It's just crucially important to your brand to be there. And there's going to need to be some tough discussions at VCU about whether the A-10's getting the job done in that regard and what can be done to help the A-10 along, nudge the A-10 along, or figure out what's next, or maybe even, best case scenario,
figure out how to get an invite to the Big East, because I mean that feels like the only place you could legitimately go from here that would offer you bigger and better. We had a confusing finish yesterday. Here's Kevin Harlan, finish of yesterday's game at George Mason.
It's Clark with the fake, Anderson on him, Jackson with the three, way off, rebound tap, volleyballed, it's picked up on the play by Jalen Haynes, gets by Jackson, drives, feeds, Anderson three, out, rebound, fought for, diving, collected, Bamisil zeros, it's over!
I'm not sure it's over, Kevin.
The officials have now told both teams.
Well, they're trying to get the administrators and or how are they going to say it's over?
Zeros on the clock. It appears VCU has won.
Yes, VCU has won the basketball game. It was not less confusing in the arena at the time. It was also confusing when they were evaluating for the flagrant on Phil Russell, because they did not show any replays in the stadium. It took them a while to get to it on TV as well. We noticed we were trying to watch along, figure out what was going on there. But it was a chaos. They brought the trophy stage out onto the court, and then they had to take the trophy stage back off the court. Last year, the premature confetti, the streamers that fell. This year, premature trophy presentation, court assemblage, the A-10 title game might be cursed. So it was at George Mason. It wasn't. It was a VCU home crowd. It was in D.C., which is near Fairfax. Not a George Mason home game, though, by any stretch. I will certainly say that. It was not, you know, the Mason fans were loud, and they made themselves felt. I don't think they got the advantages of a home crowd by any stretch. After the game, we talked with a lot of the players. Let's start with Brandon Jennings, because Brandon Jennings is from Richmond, Virginia. He knows this team. He knows the tradition, and now he's carrying it on in the NCAA tournament. Here's Brandon Jennings after the game.
How's it feel? A-10 champs.
It feels amazing. It's surreal, for sure. It's a surreal feeling.
All weekend long, different guys. You had your moment, you know, he was affirmed of his moment. What's it like to have a team where every, you know, it can be anybody on any given night?
It's amazing just to see, like, guys step up, and you never know whose night is going to be. But we all just play together and just play with each other and just hope for the best.
Did you feel like it might be your turn to have a night? Like, you feel more comfortable feeling, you know? Like?
Yeah, my teammates always give me confidence. My coaches give me confidence. So I just go out there and do what we practice and just let the work show.
Nice. You knew this was going to be a physical game. You know they're going to try to beat you guys. How do you get ready for a battle like that?
Just mentally preparing yourself, making sure you get a good night of sleep, make sure you eat, and just taking care of your body, and just not making it bigger of a deal than it is, just going out there and playing basketball.
It's a big deal, though, going to the tournament. You giving thought to what that's going to be like?
Yes, sir. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm ready for it.
Excited to see you there. All right. Congrats.
Yes, thank you.
Brandon Jennings, one of two unlikely heroes this week. He had just a great stretch there in that first tournament game, getting past the Bonnies, which was not easy. None of these three basketball games were easy at all. But Brandon Jennings gives them the lift against St. Bonaventure. You hear him credited. His teammates give him confidence. And that's played itself out so many times this season, right? Jack Clark's teammates stuck with him when your local sports talk radio host was ready to throw in the towel on Jack Clark earlier this year when he was struggling from behind the arc. Teammates stick with him, encourage him, and that is that's the Brandon. You know, Brandon Jennings didn't struggle; he's just a freshman. But the freshmen have had big impacts and big moments on this team so far. Jack Clark deserves most outstanding player, but really, you'd break that award up and award it a lot of different ways if you could, because that was. That was a full team effort. Christian Furman with some nice minutes. Luke Bamboye, man. This kid, I don't think he's a rising star anymore. I think he's a bona fide star now. The world saw it over the last 3 days, and even more people are going to see it when we get to Denver for the NCAA tournament. Fantastic game by Luke Bamboye. Fantastic weekend. And, you know, that's... I think that takes some of the pressure off of Christian Furman. I really do. I think that makes it easier for him to do his job, knowing he's got another guy there, big presence, shot blocker. Mo Alley Cox was in the house over the weekend. Was cool to see him. And you know, you got this great tradition at VCU of the defense of Mo Alley Cox with the blocking. Luke Bamboy is very, very well positioned to continue that. Some highlight blocks. It's been fun watching him play, watching him grow, watching him develop. And Brandon Jennings just crediting that teamwork aspect of it. We all play together and we all play with each other. He said during that interview, which was cool. And you know, his family was there as well. Great decision by him to go to VCU, A-10 title there in his first year. And he's played an active role on this team as well. So it's VCU in the tournament victory Monday. We'll take you up till noon. A1's at Capital Ale House in Innsbruck. Go say hey to him. Have a celebratory drink. Celebrate with your fellow Rams fans as we get ready for Thursday, 4 o'clock. That's when you'll hear more VCU basketball as they start the NCAA tournament against BYU. It'll be right here on your home of the Rams in Richmond. 910 The Fan, now 105.1
MP on FM. The mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. VCU tournament week, getting excited. What a sports year already. We are 2.5 months into this year. We've already had the Commanders in the NFC title game, and now VCU in the NCAA tournament where they belong, with a very nice A-10 tournament win yesterday. I keep saying I don't want to overlook that, and then I slide into talking about the bracket and other stuff. I don't want to overlook that, though. That is a big deal accomplishment. I hate that it happens 3 hours before they reveal the bracket. I'm as guilty of that as anybody. Like, VCU, man, what a great game. Ooh, a bracket. I should fill out a bracket. Ooh, bracket. BYU, wonder how you... It's tough. It's tough because the bracket consumes everything. But Ryan Odom, sixth consecutive coach to take VCU to the NCAA tournament. This is another topic. Don't worry, A1. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it this week. But there's going to be a lot of Ryan Odom speculation this week. Ryan Odom is now the sixth consecutive coach to take VCU to the NCAA tournament, obviously dating back to Jeff Capel. Will Wade in that stretch is having some postseason success. He's taken his McNeese State team into the dance as well this year. But it speaks to the system. It speaks to the environment that two athletic directors, Norwood Teague and Ed McLaughlin, over that time have sustained and I would assume will sustain well into the future as long as they continue making good hiring decisions, getting the resources that they need to get for whoever's coaching this thing. Because six in a row is not a fluke. You don't go on a six coach heater randomly. You have a great plan. You have a great infrastructure. And you make it work. We're going through our interviews here with some players after the game. Here is Christian Furman. Furm picked a nice time to have a nice time against Loyola of Chicago. He was fantastic there in that second half stretch when things got close. That was huge. I asked him about that stretch and what it means to be able to contribute like that in a big moment.
Honestly, I was just following like the game plan. Like what really happened was my teammates just trusted me in big moments, and I just knew when to shoot a shot. And it really starts with Max and Zeb. Like they gave me two crucial passes, and they let me seal the game. And that means a lot to me. Like just to get us to this moment. Like we did so much, but like having like a huge part in the game before that moment, getting us here is like it's huge. Like that's probably like the biggest shots I shot in college yet. So like. Honestly, like my mind was blank. Like I was just in the game and just ready to go.
And then you were here through the coaching change. You experienced the joy of this in New York and then the downs of losing this against Duquesne yesterday. Tell us about the emotions going through your head right now as time expires.
Honestly, like the first thing that came to my mind is like I'm glad I got to do it with these guys. Like the coaching staff really like gave me a chance like last year, started me this year as well, like really like gave me a chance to like prove myself as a player, and like it's just I'm just glad that like I got to get it done with these guys. Like these are the first guys that really trusted me as a player and like gave me that chance, and like it just feels great. This like team, I love this team. Like these are really my brothers. Like this is the closest I've been to like teammates like in basketball. Like these are my brothers like for life. Like it just feels great to win with them, honestly.
That's Christian Furman on the court as VCU has gotten down the net celebrating the A-10 title. Well deserved for him. He's been through a lot. He's fought through a lot. He's never going to be an NBA player or an NBA star. But he gives his all for this team every night. And alongside Luke Bamboué and a little bit of Jack Clark, they're manning the inside a little bit better. You could tell, manning a little bit better than they were at the start of the year. You know, one of my favorite guys to talk to is Joe Bamisil. Here is my interview with VCU's Joe Bamisil.
You're at the top of the mountaintop here. How's it feel?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. So thankful to God for this opportunity. Just thankful that God's allowing this. And that's it. I just got a lot of gratitude, a lot of thanksgiving.
I don't want to dwell on it, but I saw you get kicked in the nuts early in the first half there. No, nobody else. But it was a physical game.
Yeah.
You guys knew that was going to be the case. How'd you gear yourself up for that?
You know, at a game like this, you're not going to win easy. Like, the team who really wants to win is going to find a way to win. And I'm not going to say that they didn't want to win, but, you know, we found a way to win. We wanted it just as bad as they wanted it, and obviously we won. So I would argue maybe more.
This weekend, Firm had his moment yesterday. Brandon Jennings had a moment. What's there to say about this team and the depth that it's not just one guy? When you need somebody, somebody rises to that occasion.
That's the beauty of our team. Like you said, it's not one guy. Like, you have to go into every game really conscious of trying to stop everybody. And that's a hard thing to pull off. Coach Odom and the staff did a really good job of, you know, putting a really good team together, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
One more for Joe. Just everything you've been through, does that make it just all the more rewarding to be here on the other side?
It does. It does. I think journey's not always easy, but I'm grateful for the person God has allowed me to become. Thankful for the friends and people I can spend time with that I've gotten. I'm thankful for the life I get to live now, and sometimes you don't get what you want early, and it's worth it in the end.
It's Joe Bamisil, four colleges in 5 years, and now walking off an A-10 champ in Washington, D.C. He credits the freshmen. Says all four freshmen are impact players. Talked about Brandon Jennings and Luke Bamboué, obviously, but Terrence Hill can ball as well. This is a deep roster. This is a roster where anybody can provide that spark at any moment. Sometimes that's bad because you don't know who's going to take the shot. But I do think on this roster, there's a good understanding of roles, a good understanding of what everybody does and the importance of everybody in the system. And, you know, giving everybody those opportunities and that encouragement. You hear everybody talk about how much these guys like being around each other. And now they get to be around each other for a whole nother week here as they get ready to go out to Denver. They'll go play at a Mile High against BYU, West Coast team. Should be a really fun bracket out there, which, that's VCU. That's the VCU life. They get sent out west, it seems, every time they end up in the tournament. There was the one year they made a stink about it, so they kept them out east. Yeah, apparently we're going to have to go back to making a stink about these things. Now, if they should win twice, nobody jinxing anything here. This is going to be a tough first win, let alone a second win against Wisconsin. But they were placed in the East Regional. So if they were to win these two, they would play in Newark, up in New Jersey, where the Devils play next weekend. So that would be nice. Long way to go between here and there. VCU is the 11th seed in March Madness this year. BYU is holding down the six opposite them, and it'll be like a home game for them, I'm sure. I'm sure they will have a fantastic crowd there. You also got Wisconsin, Montana in that pot, and that'll be the opening game. They're going to play at 1:30 Eastern on Thursday, greatest day of sports there is. In terms of bulk games, they're just really cool. Opening day baseball, I know a lot of people have opening day baseball. They've kind of diluted that with their overseas stuff, with the Sunday night opener, with all that. This is still pure. I just ignore the playing game, show up Thursday, get ready for some fun. The rest of that East bracket, Duke's the one seed, Alabama's the two. They're on a collision course. I like both of those teams an awful lot. What a weekend for Duke, by the way. You lose Cooper Flagg. You run up the big lead on North Carolina. You beat them on the lane violation late. Then you take care of Louisville to win the ACC tournament. I think that Duke team is really well constructed. It's hard to blame them because they went up so fast on North Carolina, as they did during the regular season, too. it's easy to take your foot off the gas. But this is a Duke team that's built to go deep that I think has a lot of promise. But I think Alabama is a very good team as well. And this is a wide open tournament this year for the top eight teams. I do think Duke and Alabama will both make it easily enough. One other matchup I'm watching that way, you got Oregon Liberty in the 5-12 game, which I think is going to be one of the more fun 5-12 games. We've seen Liberty make some noise in March before. That's a team that punches above its weight in Conference USA for sure. That's the East regional bracket. That's the one with VCU in it, so that's the one we care about. They're all littered with SEC teams. The SEC got its 14 teams, which is completely insane to me. But here we are. I don't believe a team with a losing record in conference play should be invited to the NCAA tournament, but people are still not consulting me on that matter. Texas sneaks in at the buzzer. They're in the play-in game against Xavier before... That's the Wednesday playing game before taking on Illinois. It's going to be a fun month. Lots of fun to get to at the top of the hour. I'll go national. I'll talk about the bracket for a minute. But I want to stick with the VCU because it has been a really fun weekend for VCU fans. Went up, took over DC, came back with an A-10 title. We'll share more of the scene with you on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan now.
Monday morning.
105. Chilly Monday, getting us all ready for Denver here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for the VCU Rams. It's an all VCU program today, basically. Ducking into the rest of the bracket and, the ACC tournament, which was intriguing to me as well, where you had some good basketball. And then, for UVA and Tech, it's already off-season time. The portal's open, and I think that's going to be an interesting storyline to watch in the coming years. Duke's got an assistant coach who's leaving because he's got to go. He's got a head coaching job, and he's got to go. He's got to go get his guys, and I don't know that that's good for the sport long term. I think you got to find a way. NFL finds a way to keep that free agency window closed, to keep that movement window closed until after the Super Bowl. That's what college sports is going to have to figure out as well. Rutgers, by the way, out. They are not going to participate in the NIT. And that was a team that had two top draft picks. That's a cautionary tale from the NIL era right there. Money doesn't always buy you happiness. Money doesn't always buy you wins. Rutgers, certainly the poster child for that. Kansas State, which spent a reported several million dollars on a team. They're on the outside looking in, cited the pressures of the NIL environment. As more people spend more money, that's just the entry. You're going to have to come to grips with that, right? Nobody says at the end of every year, I'm gonna pick on the Commanders. I know they're good now. This is habit. This is instinctive for me. This is like when the doctor hits you with the little thing on the knee and your foot goes flying up. That's dunking on the Commanders for me. The Commanders, nobody ever at the end of the Commanders season, back in the day was like, they spent $200 million and they lost. That's insane. How could that happen? The answer is easy. Every NFL team spends the exact same amount of money every year. Every NFL team spends $200 million. That means there's going to be an NFL team that spends $200 million and finishes in last place. There's also going to be an NFL team that spends $200 million and wins the Super Bowl. We don't think of it that way because it would be a silly way to think of it. And yet, because in college sports, this whole thing kind of got, layered in and found a way to... get in gradually, even though they had several years of warning, you had years where teams did buy super teams and it was jarring. But now the money's catching up. The money's the cost of entry. That's your seat at the table. That's not getting good. And I think some fan bases are going to have to adjust on that too, because in the NFL, that's revenue. That's revenue that gets spent on players. People buy tickets. People watch on TV. People buy, beer and pizza as it's endorsed by the NFL and its sponsors. This is NIL is still a largely donation driven space. Your college comes around, you donate to the college. That's a little different game. People want bang for their buck. VCU is going to grapple with that. in this NIL era as well, because the success is not a given. Success is not a given every year. You gotta reassemble a new team, build that chemistry again, and work towards it. But they're there. Thursday's the day. 4 o'clock's the time. It's VCU and BYU. Battle of different cultural identities for sure. I don't know that there's no Mormons attending VCU. I would guess there's a limited number of Mormons attending VCU. I would guess there's a limited number of artsy creatives attending BYU. I don't think this is a matchup of equally profiled schools. We'll say it that way. Both with their unique identities. Denver, by the way, leans far more VCU than BYU. If any fans out there are making the trip, one, we'll see you on the plane. Give me a fist bump when you get there, if you see me, because we're heading out Wednesday morning to make sure we get this show live in Denver on Thursday. Thursday's going to be such a good show, because we'll just be talking basketball and VCU all day long, and then Robbie and Rodney will have the call, and hopefully we'll have a very nice post game afterward, because that would be a good thing for everybody involved with both VCU and the Atlantic 10, honestly, because you get the shares. Every game you win in the tournament earns your conference money. They've only got one entrant. It's only VCU looking to make money for the school or for the conference this year. So a lot of hopes riding on that. A lot of teams were in for it last year. Yeah, Duquesne taking care of business. Last year, a lot of good A-10 teams. I think there were some good A-10 teams this year. We'll get to Tony Skin in a minute. But I said I wanted to go around nationally. The bracket's cool. I love the bracket. Don't get me wrong. The tip times are always more fun to me because you can plot out your viewing day. This is very important to me. Now, we'll be at the VCU game, so I'll be locked into that. But, at home, I like to go one big TV and then small TVs for everything else. You got to decide which game's the big TV game. Now, I know some people do two big TVs, or they do the quad box where they split a giant screen into four equal screens. I am not a believer in that. We're talking strategy now. We're in the weeds. We're talking March Madness TV viewing strategies. I am not a quad box equivalent size guy. I think you want to commit to one game as your big screen game. If you're committing to two games, you have no games. This is like quarterbacks. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback. If you have two big TVs, you don't have a big TV. I think you want to focus in on one game in each time window, and then you will everything else work around the side so you can flip to it. The one thing I do like in recent years is they're doing a better job of staggering the start time so the games don't finish at the same time. I think that's a nice touch as well, so you get a chance to see a bunch of different finishes and exciting finishes. I will say the monitor situation remains fully out of control in terms of how often they will go to the monitor late in games and kill the momentum and look at the monitor and reevaluate everything. That remains a big obstacle to my enjoyment of March Madness, is knowing like 29 seconds left, great game, they're going to spend three.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
10 minutes now. Watching replays of this. That's still a tough one to swallow. That's still tough. That's a tough element of March Madness. We'll persevere. We'll find a way through it. That's something that needs fixing. Now, they spent some time at the monitor yesterday, but that was because there were a number of... I've seen world wrestling matches with less physical contact than that VCU-Mason game yesterday. They were getting into it. They were jawing at each other. They were just tired of each other. They just plain didn't like each other. There was a little of that vibe in the Loyola game too. VCU, I don't think VCU's the villains, right? And now they're the underdogs in the big tourney going against BYU. I don't think they're the villains, but there's certainly something too. Then the A-10, they are the villains. There's no doubt about that. For sure. And there are some teams trying to get under their skin, which is not a terrible strategy against these guys. But it was really something they had to deal with this week. I don't think it's something they'll be dealing with. And in that way, kind of reminds me of 2011, where, you know, these guys became the attitude, became the aggressors, and pinned it on other teams as the tournament went on. All right. So Thursday, first TV game is Creighton, Louisville. I'm just going big TV games here. You got a chance. It's our game in Denver, Montana, Wisconsin. That could be good, but I think you're committing to Creighton, Louisville out of the gate there. During the VCU-BYU window, all right, that's the number one. But if I were just neutral picking a game, I would totally pick McNeese against Clemson. You've got Will Wade against what I feel is a very good Clemson Tigers team. I think they can carry the banner for the ACC quite capably. Can they get past McNeese? I don't know. Will Wade knows how to coach the crap out of a basketball team. He's got other personality elements as well. But he can coach a basketball team. You've also got Georgia Gonzaga in that window. I fear the SEC is actually going to have a good year in the tournament. Because I'm talking myself into like, this will be like the Big Ten. Like they'll be all hyped and then, you know, they'll lose all the games. Man, look at this though. Those are some good teams. And like Gonzaga is not vintage Gonzaga. It sure feels like this may actually be a good SEC representation year, which is disappointing to all of us. 7 o'clock. It's in the 7 o'clock window Thursday. You have three excellent basketball games. That's the time to lock in. Be watching. You got Kansas, Arkansas, Bill Self against Calipari. That's a great matchup. That's not the one. Drake against Missouri. You know, I think Drake's a very good team. I think Drake could pull the upset there for sure. That's a great game. But it's Yale and Texas A&M. If you're not a college basketball regular, Yale is a really, really good basketball team this year. They're not going to get the respect in the bracket because they're Ivy League. But they're great. Texas A&M, Buzz Williams, he can coach. We know that from Virginia Tech. That's a really exciting first round matchup for me. Right? That's the big TV game for me there at 7 o'clock. And then the late window. Late window's less exciting. It's probably UC San Diego against Michigan. UC San Diego came out of that, Big West that had, I thought UC Irvine had a nice season as well out there. A couple nice teams out there. You've also got Utah State against UCLA. That's a good game without being a great game. But I love that. The late window, winds you down for the night, gets you ready, jumps you into Friday. And hopefully we're sharing a few days with you in Denver. Hopefully we get time to acclimate to the Rocky Mountain High lifestyle. I never know what's a euphemism for being high and what's just talking about being at elevation in Denver. Just so to be clear, I won't be high. We'll just be up in the air. That's what's going to happen. It's a business trip to Denver. Business trip, bringing home a couple dubs. Come back, bring this thing back to the East Coast. That's the goal for the week. But first, I'll get back to celebrating this A-10 title. AWOD's doing his show from Capitol Ale House today, noon to 3. Get down there, have a drink with him, celebrate VCU in the NCAA tournament. They are your A-10 champs. We'll crosstalk with him in about half an hour. Right now, step aside. You're listening to your home for the Rams in Richmond, Virginia. This is 910 The Fan, now on 105.1 FM. Taking you up to AWOD Radio, live from Capitol Ale House today, noon to 3. Talking VCU hoops. He's excited. I'm excited. It is a great time of year, and it's always better when your local team is in the madness, and our local team is very much in the madness. VCU taking on BYU. You'll hear it right here Thursday. The pregame, I'm just going to say this. This is not in the copy. The pregame starts at 10 a.m. because that's when we come on Thursday. That's 8 a.m. in Denver. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. 8 a.m. in Denver, 10 a.m. out here, pregame show starts, because I'm going to talk VCU basketball, and then we'll hand it off to AWOD. He'll talk with you for 3 hours, then we'll have a great basketball game, then we'll come back, and we'll keep talking, and we'll do some more. We'll also have content across all the socials, 910 The Fan on your favorite social media platform, so look for that. I know we'll have a lot of great content out there in Denver as well. Tony Skins, the George Mason coach, and I'll play a couple of his post-game comments because I thought they were interesting. First off, here is let's start with the physical game talk here. This is Tony Skin, George Mason coach, talking about just how physical yesterday's game was. And before that, yes, he is talking about just how exciting the game was. This is kind of still in the context of him lobbying for an NCAA tournament spot. But this is Tony's skin on the excitement of the game.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it. We saw the same game. We watched the same game. I'm not sure you could have asked for a more textbook ending. I would have preferred if it was maybe a two-point game, but we made some silly mistakes down the stretch. I thought Jared's contest was right in his spot, and he probably just needed to be a little bit more just vertical, hands to heaven, and maybe he doesn't get that call, but that was, again, maybe we get a stop, and to end the first half, a tip-in. All those things come back to bite you in this game, and I would have loved if we could have if you take one or two possessions away on both ends. I think Woody's traffic pass, gave them the ball right back. All those little things, it bites you, especially against a good team like VCU, who's going to make you pay for it. But at the end of the day, you couldn't have asked for, a better finish. We had a chance. We had the opportunity. Only one team can win, and obviously VCU got the best of that tonight.
How remarkable is it in your mind? You guys were 6 of 26 on layups tonight and were in it right to the very end. I know that was obviously a challenge inside, but what do you kind of make heads or tails of that from?
I'm not going to go there. I thought it was a physical game. It's on paper that Jalen Haynes is the best big in our league, and I don't care how big and physical he looks when he gets hit. It's a foul. And again, a guy that's shooting 65-70% from the field was 5 of 14 tonight. I thought we made some bonehead just decisions, even in traffic, when we could have been easier, and just kind of left points on the board. But, it's unfortunate because I got to figure out a way to make sure that I protect my guys. I ask them to do this, I ask them to do that. When they do it, sometimes it just looks like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And so it's unfortunate, but that's how the game goes.
And they got nothing to be ashamed of. George Mason, Tony Skin in particular, he's going to get some looks for some much bigger jobs down the line. I feel quite confident saying that. A storybook ending. And it was, and he noted this was, it ended up being a 5-point game. This was not a 5-point game. This was a game that George Mason had a 3-pointer to tie the game in the final seconds. And that's very different. That's a game that truly could have gone either way. And I know VCU led the whole way, but there were some moments there where everybody's kind of clinching, waiting to see what would happen. Credit to Mason. They fought. They did not go away. That's the making. I hope Mason's back, because that's the makings of a great rivalry. There were so many times, by the way, there were so many times the bands were just playing simultaneously because nobody knew like whose turn it was, and nobody was ceding an inch of ground to the other side. So just both the bands were just playing at full blast. It was an assault on my eardrums. But it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry that everybody feels. It's great to have that back. I'm really excited about that element of the Mason VCU. I hope they're back for real and this isn't a fake out. That probably depends on how long they keep Tony Skin for. He'll be back next year for sure. Those are going to be fun games. And I bet we get to play those games twice next year too, which will be a treat as well. Here's Tony Skin on George Mason not being considered for the NCAA tournament. We're starting with a big sigh and going from there. So that's kind of where we're at here.
You almost have to be flawless in this league to make it to the NCAA tournament. I remember the A-10 when, we're getting 2, 3, 4 teams in there. And I can't remember the last time a team won 26 games, essentially won 17 conference games, and is not in the conversation. It's unfortunate. But again, these guys have competed all season long. I'm proud of them. And it came down to, that last shot, a couple possessions. We made a couple mistakes that, I just think we wanted it so much. The poise variable in certain situations down the stretch, it just kind of came back to kill us. But I'm proud of these guys. And nevertheless, we still have some more basketball to play.
Yeah, they're obviously very, very much still playing basketball at George Mason, as they should be. Because the NIT gets a bad rap, but the NIT is perfect for a school like that, that's building, that's growing. I thought the NIT, was a good thing for these guys last year, some wins, some confidence, and, ultimately led to everybody coming back together, which, I think was a really cool thing as well. Mason will host Samford, not Stanford, but Samford, Wednesday night in NIT action. They're a 2 seed in that tournament, which I think that's perfect for them. Young team, wants to grow, wants to develop, wants to keep playing together under a new coach who's going to be very good for them. I don't think George Mason deserved NCAA tournament consideration. Just wasn't enough. And that's, we talk about VCU didn't get tough games scheduled because they couldn't get tough games scheduled. With Mason, it's a little different. They just didn't think they'd be at this level yet. UR had that problem last year as well, right? Didn't schedule to how good the team ended up being. And these things catch you off guard sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's a Mason team that's going to find a way to be in this conversation next year if they keep their team together, if they play like that. I think they play a little bit dirty, though. I'm going to say that. Just say that, and we'll move on. But I do believe, and this is now. I mean, this is a full throated rivalry again, which was cool to see. And I'm imagining these players were all feeling it this morning. You had Clark taking down their big man. He got taken down. Max Schulga going for that loose ball ends up with the fight and the scrum. Phil Russell laying into dudes. Joe Bama still getting kicked in the nuts. As a rivalry. That is a bona fide rivalry right there. Christian Furman gets the technical. Don't see Furman with the tech all that often. I think that was one where they just needed to pick somebody to give it to so they could keep the game moving. But the other two were exciting as well. Fun games against the Bonnies and against Loyola, in a great environment. Love having the tournament so close to home in Washington, D.C. Allowed a lot of Rams fans to get up there. Saw a lot of you at the game yesterday. And I think that stuff matters. I think that stuff matters not just for the game itself and the environment, but you talk about, you know, all the guys on this team that stayed last year. Zeb Jackson was thinking about leaving, ended up staying. You know, you've got a lot of guys on this team that really appreciate that family vibe, the bond, all those things. So I think that, I think it all plays into it. We got another half hour with you. AWOD Radio takes over at noon. He's live at Capitol Ale House. You're listening to Richmond's Home for the Rams, a place where you will hear VCU and BYU Thursday, 4 o'clock tip. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.